You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Okay, I want us to look at the picture that's emerging in our hospitals now. It's too early to say this conclusively, but doctors are seeing a significant, and it's different, right? We still need more research, but it's significantly different clinical profile in their patients that are being admitted in hospitals. And I want us to use Tshwane as an example because it's significant, because it's really is the epicenter of the current outbreak of infections. But doctors are seeing something different, right, in the clinical profile of the people that are coming and are being admitted in hospitals for COVID-19. And the question then is it a result of vaccinations, or is it maybe a characteristic of the Omicron variant that is now dominant, especially in Gauteng? Because you're seeing less cases of COVID pneumonia. You're seeing less severe disease. So I spoke to Dr. Matabo Batemula, recorded an interview with her just before we started the show at 9 o'clock, to understand what they're seeing at Steve Biko. She's the CEO at the Steve Biko Academic Hospital. All right, Dr. Matabula, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Clement, and the listeners.
So let's look at the data that you have compiled as the Steve Biko Academic Hospital. What are you seeing in terms of the cases of COVID-19 now?
What we are observing is that more younger people are being admitted. The numbers of people that we are diagnosing as having COVID have increased to even more than tenfold of what we had mid-November, end of November. But the numbers of people that need admission is very little. And even those that we have in our wards, out of, because we talk in terms of a complex, the Biko Tshwane District complex. In our complex, out of 54, you find that only 10 are admitted because of COVID-19. The rest, the COVID-19 is a incidental finding as we are screening before we admit all patients get tested for COVID-19. So those that are in our care, majority are there not because of COVID-19. Their COVID is very mild. And then what is also note is that we have admitted more children as well of various ages. Since the beginning of the fourth wave, I think from the age compilation that we have, that children from even neonates, newborns, we have from 0 to 9 years, we've admitted so far about 11 children. And then between 10 and 19 years, 4. Between 20 and 29 years, 51. And then 30 to 39, 50. 40 to 49, 45. So those are the... But because they come for other illnesses.
I want us to look at the cases then of COVID-19. What are you seeing? Because you're saying most of the people are showing mild symptoms, those that are admitted due to COVID-19. To what extent does the vaccine have to do with this new picture that's emerging?
In my own assessment, it looks like the attribution of the mildness of the COVID-19 is due to the vaccination. I can't explain otherwise. It looks like it's the vaccination that is helping us. As we speak now, out of that 54 patients, we have only 2 in ICU. And only 1 of the ICU patients is in ICU because of COVID. The other one is having COVID, mild COVID, but he had another illness that made him to be in ICU.
And deaths, because we know vaccines protect you against severe illness, Well, they minimize people dying from COVID-19, they minimize you getting into hospital as well. What are you seeing in terms of deaths?
We haven't had a COVID death. Those that will die because of their original like injuries and the like. But the one that has died of COVID since the fourth wave, we haven't had any.
Yeah. And then the Omicron variant, what are you observing that's different now? The experts are telling us that in particularly in Gauteng and also in Tshwane, because really that's where we started seeing an exponential rise in COVID-19 cases. What are you observing in the hospital when you look at the Omicron variant versus the Beta and even previously the Delta variant that we dealt with in the last waves?
What we are observing is that the numbers of people that are infected within amongst our staff members are high, and it happened suddenly, it's spiraling. It looks like it's highly transmittable, but then maybe it's because it's getting transmitted to people that are vaccinated, and the disease itself is mild. Most people are not having symptoms. They get tested because they are contacts of somebody who has got, and then only to find that they've got COVID-19. But their symptoms are mild or none at all. And then, but what is interesting is that besides those high numbers of people that are infected, we are admitting less people. And I think the emphasis is that even those that are admitted that we have in our COVID wards, majority are having mild COVID. They are just on room A. They are admitted because of other conditions that they are coming to the hospital for.
Yeah. Dr. Matabo Mathebula, thank you so much for making time.
You're welcome, Lenin. Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. All right, so that's the conversation that I had with the CEO at the Steve Biko Academic Hospital. That's Dr. Matabo Mathebula. I thought we should dedicate some time to understand the picture that is emerging in hospital. It helps us understand a little bit about how people are responding and reacting to Omicron, but also gives us clearer indications around vaccinations and what the impact is on our health system.